Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program you are about to listen is Spiritual Discourse. Title is Akshara Manamalai, presented by Sri Machur Venkatraman. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Namah Paramarishibhyo. नमः परमऋषिभ्यः हरिः ओम् अन्तरायतिमिरोपशान्ते
गुणिनं प्रपद्ये मदीय हृत्पद्मजुषं प्रपद्ये शरण्यमीशं शरणं प्रपद्ये अरुणाचलवरकेत्र अक्षरमणमालैशात्र கருணாகர கணபதியே கரமருளிக்காப்பாயே அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சலாம் அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சலாம் அருணாச்சலமென அகமே நினைப்பவரகத்தை வேறருப்பாய் அருணாச்சலாம் அழகு சுந்தரம் போலகமும் நீயும் முற்றபின்னமாயிருப்போம் அருணாச்சலாம் அகம் புகுந்தீர்த்துண் அககுகை சிறையாய் அமர்வித்ததென் கொள் அருணாச்சலாம் ஆறு காவெனை ஆண்டனை அகற்றிடில் அகிலம் பழித்திடும் அருணாச்சலாம் இப்பழித்த புனையேன் நினைப்பித்தாய் இனி யார் விடுவார் அருணாச்சலாம் இன்றிடும் அன்னையிற் பெரிதருள் புரிவோய் இதுவோ உனதருள் அருணாச்சலாம் அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சலாம் அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சலாம் அக்ஷரமண மாலை இஸ் பகவான்ஸ் ஹார்ட். எஸ் பகவான் சேஸ் அருணாச்சலா இஸ் த ஹார்ட், ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் ஹார்ட் ஆஃப் த வேர்ல்ட். So to Aksharamana Malai is the heart of Bhagavan. This work we saw how Bhagavan wrote it during Giri Pradakshinam. By the time he completed the Pradakshina, those 108 verses were over. Somebody asked Bhagavan, when devotees desire to hear its import expounded by Bhagavan himself, Bhagavan replied, why don't you explain the meaning yourself? Bhagavan told them, you yourself have to put effort to extract the meaning. Just like you, I will also have to ponder over and explain. I could explain it had I premeditated on it and written. Somehow they came forth. This is Bhagavan's reply. Bhagavan said, I didn't write Aksharamanamalai. Aksharamanamalai flowed through me. I was only a channel. Just like you, I also have to think its meaning and explain to you. So, the mere reading of Aksharamanamalai itself is the effect. In Tamil, in Sanskrit also, spiritual texts, we don't read. There is word for reading in Sanskrit, studying. In Sanskrit we say patanam. But spiritual texts are not for patanam. They are for parayanam. And the parayanam means without giving much importance to the intellectual understanding, you just allow it to flow through you every day. Slowly it seeps in and sparks of insights. Now and then, often it happens within. When you do parayanam, usually in Bhagavadam we say that every time you do parayanam, you might have read that verse, but every day one particular verse, one particular spiritual insight will give darshanam. It will appear before you. Bhagavan's talks, Bhagavan's Stuti Panchakam, Akshar Manamali, everything is like that. You should not simply do it, study it like a research scholar. Every day you do, whether with the heart you read. Somebody asked Bhagavan, one devotee who was very close with Bhagavan, he asked Bhagavan, give me some sadhana. I am not able to do Atma Vicharam, so please give me some sadhana. Then Bhagavan said, every day repeat Ulladin Arpad. That Bhagavan's 40 verses. Constantly repeat it. Ultimately you will find a state where the words will fall off. The external sound will fall off and only the inner essence, the experience alone will remain. So you need not be concerned about that. You just sing it again and again and again, whether you understand it or not. So such repetition, such constant singing is parayanam. And one who does everyday parayanam, who does Aksharamanamalai parayanam every day, the name, coined name for him is Aksharamanamalai Parayana. Yes, parayanam becomes parayanam. Parayana means one who lives for Aksharamanamalai, one who lives with Aksharamanamalai. His constant breath is Arunachala Shiva. Experience of Arunachala Shiva. Tat Parayana. So one who does parayanam is parayana. Bhagavan in Aksharamanamalai first does a kaapu. Kaapu means protection, security. Spiritually always, that is, it is believed that even for very serious seekers, they need some kind of spiritual security, a compound wall, so that the negative elements will not enter there. So here, Bhagavan completely follows the tradition. See, Bhagavan is a purely traditional Vedic sage. That is why that Stuti Panchakam which I mentioned, where Arunachala himself came in the form of a Siddha and sang about Bhagavan, we believe so. In that Stuti Panchakam, he pictures Bhagavan as the embodiment of Vedas. Veda Nayagan, Veda Bhushanan, Vedame Uruvanavan, he says. He is Vedame Uruvanavan. Uru means form. Is the form, embodiment of Vedas. So, everything Bhagavan follows. Some devotee asked Bhagavan, your teaching of self-inquiry, everything looks very new. It seems that the ancient sages have not mentioned them. It looks very new, not heard of before. Bhagavan said, Bhagavan did not take it as a compliment. He said, அவர்கள் சொல்லவில்லை ஆனால் இந்த வாயால வராது ஓய். If they have not spoken this, these things will not come out of this mouth. That is my mouth. Because truth can never be new. It can be fresh. When everyone realizes it, it is fresh. But there cannot be a new truth. Something that I find, which is not found from right from creation. That is not possible. You can find it fresh. Every time you experience it, it is fresh. And every moment it is fresh. So Bhagavan said, everything is already being revealed. And realization is only a revelation of the ever revealed, eternally revealed truth. I am not revealing anything anew. A guru is not giving you something that you do not have. And when you attain, you feel you already had it. And you wonder how you failed to recognize such a simple thing, which is so simple. That is your own awareness, your own center, your own being, your own experience. And you fail to pay attention to it. You are going on ignoring it lives after lives after lives. And one day one simple person comes before you and tell you that you are the truth. What you are seeking is you yourself. Then all this roaming about comes to a complete stop. Aduve ni. So that puts a stop, a complete stop to all these wanderings. So Bhagavan, in Aksharamanamalai, when he starts, now the subject now for us is Kapu. The first thing that he does is Arunachala Vararuk. See, God is a Vara. See, Vara has two meanings. One meaning is bridegroom. And the bridegroom is called Vara because he should be Varichukrad. Won over, or not simply won over, he should be accepted by you. Accepted. You have to simply accept him. You have to accept him. The moment you accept, he comes to you. Such a person is Vara. You accept and he comes to you. The only thing that has to happen in the inner soul, the heart, is that you accept the truth is there. You want truth. You need not know what is truth, how it will reveal, what sadhana you have to do, nothing. You just do the varanam. You just do the varanam means it is just like putting an application. And everything is done by the higher official. Like that, from the heart, in Vedanta they call it Shubhecha. From the heart, you have that thirst that you want truth, or you want the realization of God, or complete freedom from birth, death, this unending misery. That thirst comes from the heart. Once that thirst has awakened, it is like dawn before sunrise. See, that itself is an indication. Actually, it does not come from the mind. That is why when Vivekananda went to Ramakrishna, that boy was burning with thirst for freedom. So when he went and asked Ramakrishna, is it possible to realize God? Ramakrishna just pulled him inside the room, closed the doors and took camphor, arati, and did arati to him, and he said, you are Narayana. You are Narayana himself. But that boy was screaming, this priest is mad. I am Narendranath Datta, a Kayastha. He says Kayastha. Kayastha means a kind of Kshatriya in Bengal. And he is a Brahmin. He should not be worshipping me. And he says, I am Narayana, and does worship to him. I am Narendranath Datta. See, the beauty is, Ramakrishna is on one side, he is worshipping, you are Narayana. On the other side, Narendra is telling him, I am Narendranath. Ramakrishna said, fool, keep quiet. And then said, Narayana, you are Narayana. So the worship is not for that person. That person tells Ramakrishna, I am Narendranath, don't worship me. Ramakrishna said, fool, keep quiet. And that said, you are Narayana, Sakshat Narayana. So the Narayana is waking up within. Lord is just being awakened. See, in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a Veda Stuti. There is a very moot point, very important point. Parikshit asks Shukabrahma Maharshi, he asks, the teacher is teaching a disciple the highest truth. And the truth is beyond the grasp of the mind. How can the limited mind of the disciple grasp the truth? And how can the person, the teacher, give the truth? Katham charanti nirgune mana. Then Shukacharya says, dear Parikshit, it is not that the teacher is teaching the disciple. The teacher first will see to it that the Lord in the heart of disciple is awakened. A real teacher will not take class. He will not give any homework. He will see to it that he will worship and wake up, make the inner being wake up, kindle the inner being, and then the rest will be done by that. And that inner being will grasp whatever comes from the inner being of the Guru. So that is the method. So that is the way the Vedas communicate the highest teaching. Thus saying, beautiful verses comes. Jaya jaya jahi ajam ajida dosha grubhita gunam. Tvamasiyadatpana samavaruddha samasta bhagaham. Agajagadokasam akhila shaktyavabodhagate. Kvajida jayatmana cha charatonu charin nigamaham. Very deep, very profound. So here, Bhagavan first says Arunachala is Vara. You need not know the glory, the majesty of Arunachala, just you have to submit yourself to his radiance. Invoke his grace. From the heart you have to thirst for the revelation. From the heart we have to say, Lord, I do not know who you are, what your glory is. Reveal to me what you are. So Arunachala Vararku Etra. I am going to decorate Arunachala Varam with a garland which befits him. And such garland, Akshara Mana Malai. Usually, the bride puts a garland in the bridegroom's neck, and that garland will be very fragrant. The perfumed flowers will be there in that garland. But in this garland, there is the perfume, the fragrance of self-experience. Akshara mana malai shatra. Then Bhagavan invokes Ganapati. That Vinayaka, he represents, he is Shiva's elder son. And Bhagavan is supposed to be Subramanyam. Many devotees have that kind of Baba. So Bhagavan invokes Ganapati, who he represents removal of spiritual obstacles. Karunakara Ganapatiye Karam Arulikapaye. That Karam is Hastadiksha. Karam aruli kapaye. So this is the first kapa. So Bhagavan just follows the tradition. Then comes the first verse which we saw yesterday. Arunachalamena ahame ninaippavar ahattai veru arupai Arunachalam. Bhagavan says, O Arunachala, you just completely remove. Not even a single cell of the ego will remain there. Everything you will remove, if the devotee thinks about you, recollects you, Arunachalam ena, ahame, in the heart, ninaippavar. Bhagavan himself in various occasions, he has given meaning to this verse. In one place he said, Arunachalam ahame ena ninaippavar. That yesterday I told you. Arunachala itself is I. Arunachala himself is dancing in the heart as I. External Arunachala is like a mirror. When you look at him, he kindles the fire of the inner dance, the inner being is awakened, and the aham, the spurti. In many places, Bhagavan uses the word spurti to represent realization. Recognition of our being. It is, spurti means it is neither a thought nor is it pure awareness. In between, vritti jnanam, they say. But that vritti is neither thought, it is nor pure awareness, but a kind of recognition happens that you are the self, you are Brahman. So that recollection is Arunachala Smarana. Arunachalamena ahame ninaippavar ahattai. Then only then, Ahankara gets completely rooted out. Bhagavan's Ulladin Arpad, Bhagavan finishes with Ahantai Uru Aridal Mukti. Mukti is not to gain, go to any world, but to completely dissolve this separate image, personality. Ahantai Uru Aridal Mukti. So, Arunachalam ena ahame ninaippavar ahattai verarupai Arunachalam. In Ulladin Arpad, the second verse, Bhagavan says, if you surrender to God, what God does? There is a peculiar kind of surgery now, keyhole surgery. Externally nothing happens. They put some small hole, enter and does the surgery. But here, there is no keyhole also. Some laser. It just enters within and this cancerous thing is operated. And that is the ego. The ego is completely removed. Arunachala swallows. See, Muruganar Swami used to say, devotees will usually come to Bhagavan. They will come very... See, jnana marga, it is very difficult whether they have to infer whether some person has got it or not. It is very difficult. If you do some tapas by controlling the senses, mind, body, some radiance will occur, which in the scriptures they call it as brahmavarchas. That is the drishta phalam of tapas. You can see it in their physical form, but many will mistake it as realization. Many will mistake it as jnana. It is the effect of physical discipline. But when the inner thing happens, it is very difficult to recognize. Seeing Bhagavan's disciples, those who were around Bhagavan, many people, even some great people, they came to see Bhagavan in Skandashramam. They remarked, Bhagavan is such a great being, and around him, there are only worthless people sitting around just for the sake of food. Anna Kavadi, that is the word that, actually a Swami said this. He said, people around Bhagavan are all Anna Kavadis. They have surrounded Bhagavan only for the sake of food. Because it is very difficult to recognize. But after long years, see, Kunju Swami, one of the latest devotees, foremost disciples and latest to leave the body. I was fortunate enough to see him when he was very old. Even then, I could see that delight which they have seen, that delight which they have by seeing Bhagavan has not diminished. I always remember one incident in Ramakrishna's life. One lady went to Ramakrishna and she told, my husband is a drunkard, gives so much trouble. Ramakrishna told him, someone ask him to meet me. She said, he will not come. I have tried many times. Then Ramakrishna said, I will give you a mantra. You every day chant, it will help. So she started doing it. And one day that person happened to come there. He was a drunkard. He saw Ramakrishna through the window. Ramakrishna in that ecstasy was singing and dancing. This person saw Ramakrishna through the window. He thought, this person, this priest is also like me. He is a greater drunkard than me. He is fully drunk. He could think like that. So, first he asked some servant there, what is the stuff that he takes? That servant laughed. He said, you just ask Thakur himself. Then, after some time, he met Ramakrishna and asked, they called him Thakur. Thakur, what kind of stuff? So much kick. Ramakrishna, is it Indian made? Ramakrishna said, it is bare village product. You take it once and your whole life you will have the inundation. You need not often drink it. You take it once and the entire life you will have that inundation, that inebriation. So that always I used to remember. And we used to see that those devotees who have seen Bhagavan, Ganeshana or Sundarana, all of them, they were all fortunate to see Bhagavan. They will say, we didn't look at Bhagavan as Bhagavan, but still, that inundation, that kind of joy, that kind of reality. See, even our own father or grandfather, many of them we have forgotten. But 60, 70 years they have seen somebody And still, that is so alive means that is not mere perception through the senses. It is not that they have seen, it is that that being has entered their heart. So that is Arunachala Smaranam. You look at Arunachala and Arunachala enters. Aham Puhund. Bhagavan says, I didn't recollect. He just penetrated into my heart, took place there. That is how Shiva does. He always taduttu aatkollal. Yesterday I told, you know, Sundaramurthy Swamigal, he wanted initiation from Shiva. Shiva said, you just come to Chidambaram. So Sundaramurthy Swamigal was walking. In between, he entered a village. Suddenly, he heard that this is the village where Upper Swamigal lived. So he didn't want to touch that village with his feet. So on the boundary, borders, there was a mandapam. There he wanted to spend his that night. So he was sleeping. An old man, the Shiva, I don't know, always he comes as an old man. He always comes as an old man. Munnai palam porulkum, munnai palam porule. He's a very old product. Very old. Even before the creation started, he was there. So this old man came, panting, deep with difficult breath, with a small bag. He came and said, can I sleep near you? Sundaramurthy looked at him. He felt very sympathetic, very old person, very difficult. He said, yes. Then this person asked, where are you going? Sundaramurthy said, I am going to Chidambaram. I am also coming to Chidambaram. I belong to that place, he said. Then that person is not ready to sleep. He is constantly speaking. So Sundaramurthy felt very sleepy. He said, I want to sleep. Okay, you go to sleep. I will also sleep. I am very afraid to sleep alone. So I will sleep near you. So this old person also slept near this saint. By the time Sundaramurthy started snoring, this person with his feet kicked him. See, you cannot sleep with certain people. All football will be there. So this old man put his leg on Sundaramurthy Swami. Then Sundaramurthy woke up. He didn't become angry. He felt a very old person. Why trouble him? He took his mat and went to another corner and started sleeping there. After 5 minutes, again he got a kick. He found that the old person is right near him. He woke up and asked, I left you there. How did you come here? He said, I am very afraid to sleep alone. So I came near you. So he could not sleep. Again he took the mattress. When the other person started snoring, he took the mattress, went down the mandapam and started sleeping. Again the person was near him. Then Sundaramurthy felt, this is not an ordinary old person. He is a troublesome fellow. I should get angry with him. Then Sundaramurthy Swami said, why do you unnecessarily trouble me? Go and sleep somewhere else. See, he said, see, I am a very old person. Don't get angry with me. Do you feel really angry with me? He said, I feel very much angry with you. Then he said, look at me. Do you feel like getting angry with me? And next moment, the story goes, Lord gave a vision and in that effulgence, he disappeared. That effulgence, he disappeared and he became just mad with inherent bhakti. Something burst out within him and he said, Lord, you came to me. I wanted pada diksha, See, Diksha can be given in many forms. He wanted initiation with lag, and he got it, and he didn't recognize. I just forgot. I didn't recognize you when you came. Then in that madness, he was singing and dancing and going to Chidambaram. So, Lord comes not in the form that you premeditate. We always want him to come in some form which we like. But he comes in such a form that you could never imagine, expect him to come. So in that form he came and just overpower you. So Bhagavan says, Arunachala, when I look at you, you just enter within. You just go within and swallow me. Here I just went away from one point where it is very difficult to recognize what happens within in Jnana Yoga. So Muruganar Swami used to say, when devotees come to Bhagavan, usually they will come to Bhagavan's hall, they will sit there and go out visibly not affected. Muruganar said, it is like there is a particular fruit. Its name is Vadambalam. And that fruit gets a disease. And that disease is Yane. That is also a disease. And there is some another version where the elephant swallows it. When elephant swallows it and leaves it out, then the fruit remains in the same form. If you take it as a disease, then also it is the same. It remains same, but if you break it, nothing will be there inside. Ane mulingiya blambalam. This is the example. Like that, when devotees come to Bhagavan and go away, externally they look same. Outwardly, you cannot see anything that has happened to them, but even a single glance, the inner thing is being swallowed. The ego is being erased. The mind is erased. Desires are all being stolen. So that inner vacuum is created. So, Arunachalamana ahame ninaippavar ahatte verarupai Arunachala. Bhagavan said, the moment you think Arunachala, recollect Arunachala, he completely removes the aham, the ahankara, the ego. And in first verse, you know, Bhagavan completely gave the teaching. Bhagavan's teaching is nothing but non-udiyadu ullanilai, the egoless state. Bhagavan said, you can do it in two ways. Either you surrender or you inquire. To surrender, you need a higher presence. Guru or Ishvara. Both are same only. If you surrender to Arunachala, you will call it is Ishvara. If you surrender to Bhagavan, you will say it is Guru. But actually, Ishvara is also Guru only. Only that Guru Tattvam can swallow the ego. Digest your ignorance. So that surrender, either you surrender or Bhagavan said, we don't know from where this self-inquiry started. Because Bhagavan's life, you see, Arunachala pulled him, gave him that experience. Perhaps it started when he came to Trivannamalai. Death experience it has happened. But in Trivannamalai, Bhagavan clearly says, when I saw Arunachala, this inquiry inwardly was activated. And this become awakened, who saw, who is the seer? And then I found that there is no seer, there is no experiencer, only the experience alone remained. So from there onwards, this teaching of Jnana Vichara was there in the seed form in Bhagwan. So, Atma Vichara and Sharanagati, both are for completely removing the ego. But, for those who were fortunate enough to directly come to Bhagavan, they, most of them, they neither did self-inquiry nor consciously surrender. When somebody asked Muruganar, when a journalist, he wanted to write about sadhana. See, nowadays everyone, if they get a little bit of experience, they will start writing some books, some magazines, journals, they will put everything. So this person wanted to interview Muruganar Swami. He asked, Swami, how did you meditate? Because this is an idea which we carry within, that without meditation you cannot attain. So he should have done lot of meditation. So this person asked, Swami, how did you meditate? You know the reaction. He became angry. Muruganar Swami said, meditation. Who did meditation? I did not do meditation. Bhagavan did not even give me time to close my eyes. I could not even close my eyes. First, at least you have to close your eyes to meditate. He didn't allow me even to close my eyes. Before I could flicker my eyes, he gave me that state, that padam. Nambattahada poinyalattai nambi nambi shembaramadundu shivanubava shembadattai naan izhandhen. En piravi thunbam ara meettu enakku nalgadinal emberumananda perinbavir shambadame. A beautiful Tamil. He says, I was constantly hypnotized by this maya. Nambattahada poi. You should not believe that it exists. See, this scene, this world, it needs no support other than your belief for it to operate on you. The moment you believe that it is there, it will do the rest job. It will also, like God, enter inside and do all mischief. So, Muruganar Swami, in that song, he says, Nambattahada poi. I should not have believed that it exists, but I believed that the world is real. And all this man, woman, wealth, everything is real. And by believing its reality, nambi nambi, shemparamadundu, shivanubhava shempadattai naan izhandhen. The result is, I consumed all poisonous stuff from the world. And the ultimate effect is, the inner refreshing shivanubhava shempadam. That radiant state of Shiva was lost. That inner self-experience was lost. Naan izhandhen. Then, Lord out of compassion came. En piravi thunbam ara. To put a stop to my suffering, misery, in the form of birth and death. En piravithunbamara, meet enakku nalgathinal. He just again regained that higher state to me, for me. Emberuman, that Lord, Perinbavir Shempadame, that higher state he gave to me, not by my worth, not by getting the payment of my effort. But by out of his own boundless grace, he made me got established in that pure state. So, Swami says, many of Bhagavan's direct disciples, they had no time to do any sadhana. Kanahamma Kons often used to say, she was one of the main commentators of Bhagavan's works. She said, when Bhagavan was in his body, we had no time even to read Aksharamanamale. Even to learn Ulladinarpadi. No, we have no time to open books. Because no time. Then what were you doing? We don't know. Morning we will go to Ramanashram. And Bhagavan will come. He will go for the walk and come and sit. And what will Bhagavan say? He will not say anything. Somebody expressed a guru who does nothing and the disciples also does nothing. Chombiya chumma sukhamundu urangidil. Sholverangati Arunachala. All the old lazy fellows. So Bhagavan will be sitting there, radiant, profound, and that is the end of all doing. Every day when a Vedic scholar used to come to Bhagavan and chant Ghanaparayana, do Ghanaparayana. And that he will be continuing. So people who wanted to meditate silently, they got irritated sometimes. Bhagavan said, he is a great old scholar, let him do it. After 2 or 3 days, there was no sound. Then some devotee asked, Bhagavan, what happened to our Ghanapadi? Bhagavan said, he is sitting there. Ghanapadiyum nammai pola aivittar. Bhagavan said, that Vedic scholar also has become like us. Silent. So the world, what it does, it tells you, don't keep quiet, do something. When you come to Ramanashram, we say, don't constantly do something, keep quiet. Here is a place to make you keep quiet. Chumma iru, chumma iru, chumma iru. When saint said, somebody asked him, why don't you do something? He said, I don't have time. He said, if I get some interval period in between keeping quiet, I will do something. I don't have time even to keep quiet. So where will I find time to do something? So that was the state. And all Bhagavan's disciples, they were in that state. No, Muruganar, we don't know when he wrote all these poems. He had no time. He didn't write. When he saw Bhagavan, it will come out. And Bhagavan also will sometimes reply in poems. And Muruganar will write, speak in poems. And literally, he never closed his eyes. You can see even photo, in the pictures, Bhagavan sitting in the couch, Muruganar sitting in front of him, looking as if, even if he flicker his eyes, something will be lost. So the beauty is when the truth is there in embodiment, in form, when it is without any effort, it emanates that experience. Where is time to read book, to take notes, to buy heart things? All these things becomes redundant. So, the first thing that Bhagavan gave is, just think. Or tuyumin. Ulamadil urukal. Beauty is, Bhagavan said, if you want to escape from this suffering, let everyone escape by thinking about Arunachala once in the heart. He didn't say simply Arunachala. He gave an adjective to Arunachala. Uyir koli Arunamagiriye. He said, here is a giri, a mountain. Do you know who he is? He is Uyir koli. He will take your life. He will see to it that your life is extracted. Your ego is taken away from